Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, welcome to the Armor Report. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. This is a show about stock market investing in the millennial age. I have all my own capital at risk in all of the things that I share with you. This is a live trading desk managing my own capital and that of high net worth individuals. All of the business is run through Interactive Brokers. For your convenience, I've set up a website, rosenthalcapital.com, for you to be able to keep up with what our positions are and everything we do on this trading desk is generated by two disciplines that we're joining. One is fundamental analysis of companies and investment themes. But the other is execution derived from algorithms. 85% of activity on all the exchanges is created by algorithms. So doing the fundamental work is important, like it's always been in the market, like it's always been for building your net worth and building an investment portfolio. But when it comes to executing, you need the tools of today, and those tools are algorithms. And so what I've done is started a website, doing this live stream for you every day at 12 o'clock. You can follow me on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal or hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report. And what I'm trying to do is educate you and share with you the information off of our trading desk derived from algorithms. These are proprietary algorithms. We've built these algorithms over the last, I'd say, 6 years. You know, I've been working on this type of computer-generated algorithmic approach since the early 1990s in a very rudimentary way. In the last 6 years, we've really ramped up our spend and our have literally built complex strategies to help us execute better. So that's what I'm sharing with you. Now, today's show, what I like to do is start with a review of the top five indexes and what our algorithms are saying that drives all of our investment approaches. Then I'm going to go over rule number 17 of the rules of the road list of investing that I'm compiling for you off of 30 years of doing this. I'm sharing with you the blood, the sweat, and the tears of how I discovered these rules over 30 years. Rule 17 comes into effect today. I'm going to discuss it. Then we're going to end on a discussion of our new day trading algorithm that we're literally building right now. So you're going to see the inner workings of how we create triggers, how we create algorithms, the thought process that goes into it. And then, of course, we work with computer coding experts to literally write in computer code what we're expressing as traders so that we can automatically execute. So let's jump right into it first. Talk about the big five indexes. And of course, I look off camera a lot because there's screens all around me. I'm literally trading while this live stream is going on. I'm investing while the live stream is going on. I might have orders out there in the market. So I get distracted sometimes. Bear with me. But that's why this information is actionable for you. So I'm literally putting money to work using it. You know, disclaimer, I don't know you. I don't know your risk tolerance. You need to figure out for yourself how to use this information I'm going to share with you. At Interactive Brokers, we have three model portfolios that our clients link to: conservative, balanced, and aggressive. And so I'll explain how we use this information for each of those pools of capital. And then for yourself, you need to figure out where you fit in that scheme. So the big five indexes, the S&P, the Dow, small cap, NASDAQ 100, and the Momentum Index. Those five indexes, we have proprietary algorithms written to help us invest. This is not day trading. This is investing over a multi-day, multi-week, multi-month period. When those algorithms tell us it's time to put risk on, then we look at all of our whiteboard ideas whether it be individual stocks, groups that we want to invest in, or indexes themselves, and we execute accordingly. So, quick update. Since December 4th, our algorithms have told us to avoid the market. The number one rule on our list of 30 years in the business, rules of the road, number one rule is to put ourselves on the right side of probability and statistics every time we commit capital, and to make sure the reward is worth the risk. Yes, there was a rally that lasted about 10, 11 days off of the lows of late December. Yes, you could have traded it, but from an investment standpoint, the risk dramatically outweighed the rewards of a quick snapback. Market is in a downtrend. It's been in that downtrend since September. Our algorithms are going to protect capital first, try to capture upside second. So our algorithms are looking for a better entry point than the whipsawing market. So nothing has changed on that level. We're still waiting for a better entry point. And we're patient. We're long U.S. Treasury bills in all of our model portfolios. We've avoided almost all of the market volatility starting in October. We've got huge alpha because of it. But we also have peace of mind for our investors because we've just avoided the collapse in the market, the snapback rallies. We're not trying to get all that. We're trying to look through, sift through all the noise and find the right setups to start putting money back to work where the reward's worth the risk. I'm writing a blog post for you called Stalking the Bear. And I call these shows recently Stalking the Bear. I believe we're in a bear market. Our algorithms tell us to avoid equities at the moment. The only group we're focused on, if you look at our website, rosenthalcapital.com, the homepage shows our risk on, risk off monitor. And it'll share with you that we're focused on the precious metals group. That's it. We're not making a lot of money there either, although we are up in those positions. We are making some money. But that those positions have been consolidating while the market has rallied. So in order to really get some upside there, I think we need to see a sell-off in the market and more money going into that space. I'm very encouraged that so far that space has held up very well and consolidated while the market ripped higher for the last 11 days. Normally that group suffers dramatically. It's not. It's just consolidating. We have a big announcement today of another major acquisition in the space. So the players are consolidating the space. Newmont Mining's taken over Goldcorp. Barrick Resources took over Randgold. These are huge acquisitions consolidating the space. It's very positive for the industry. So to get back to the big indexes, we're still, for investing purposes, not putting capital to work. We're looking for a better entry. I don't care if that better entry comes from higher prices. We need the reward to be worth the risk. Part of that equation is that volatility has to come down so that risk isn't so great, or price has to come down so we can put a position on with a stop that's reasonable. Neither of those conditions are true, so we're in a cash position. Now, for our aggressive portfolios, those of you who have been reading the blog post that I keep updating called Stalking the Bear, know that we believe we're in a bear market, and you all know that we're looking for an opportunity to go short the market. We didn't short the collapse of October, November, December, because one of the major rules on our list of 30 years in the road, rules of the road, is that there's a step between long and short, and it's called cash. And we're happy to be in cash when the market first implodes. Because you never know if that first implosion is just a buy the dip opportunity or the beginning of a bear market. So we'd rather just be in cash. So now here we are at that key point in this situation. The first major sell-off was clearly not a buy-the-dip opportunity. That October collapse led to lower prices in November and December. Now we have a defined downtrend. Now is the time, if you ever want to short, now is the time to start looking for opportunities short. We're going to lead with the small cap index. That was the index that led the market down starting September. And it's the index that's led the market higher in the last 11 days. It's clearly leading the market. If it begins to underperform again, like it did in September, we'll know winter's coming. And we'll know it's time to put shorts back on. I do not recommend short selling for the average investor. There is nothing wrong with cash while the market finds a bottom. Nothing wrong. Two reasons for that. One, shorting is inherently risky and probably too risky for most people. Number two, if you make too much money short, very often you miss the opportunity to go long. Because you're making so much money short, when the market turns, your mind is so negative, it's so hard for you to book your profits and go long. It's a very hard thing to do. Even professionals struggle at it. And because the market goes up 80% of the time, and we're trying to get ourselves on the right side of probabilities and statistics, being short immediately puts you behind the eight ball. So I do not recommend shorting for most people. Now, if someone's going to do it anyway, then I submit to you, we're approaching the point where shorts need to be put on. Markets run right up to the downtrend, right up to the downtrending 50-day moving average. You have a clear opportunity for where your stop should be. You put some shorts on up here at these prices. Market's been up 11, like 10 out of the last 11 days, right up into the overhead. Now, I don't know if it's today. Could be. It looks like the market's working on negative pattern, but it could close up higher today. And if the market closes the highs of the day, no short sales. We're waiting for the reversal days. If this is really the day to be short, the market gapped down, rallied up in the morning, and it should close near the lows of the day. Then the route might be on. And the way this market trades, we'll be back down to the lows in a week. So you got to put some of your position on at that point. The market runs up, closes at the highs. I've got to wait for the reversal day. Closing at the highs would be a positive reversal on the day. Big sell-off closes at the highs. That's a bull market. So be careful. Personally, I'm laying in a couple of puts up here on small caps. Not committing too much capital, but if this is the turn, I'll have my put position on. If the market starts to crater, who knows? I could execute those puts and be short IWM. I'll have to see. Let's see what the trading behavior is like. But to wrap up this section of the show, it's dangerous to short. I do not recommend it for most people. However, if you are aggressive and you're looking for an opportunity, now's the time to start looking for paw prints again. Today, the small caps are down 0.75%, leading the whole market. The rest of the market's not down that much. That's the first time that's happened in probably 11 days. First time. Day's not over yet. But if that happens, that's the paw print we saw in September that protected all of our capital, where we were able to add a lot of alpha just by being in cash. So after 11 days of these small caps leading the charge, which, by the way, end of tax loss selling season, it makes sense for a wicked snapback. The question is, will the selling reassert itself? And if it does, recognize that paw print and act accordingly. It's a real battle right now. It looked like small caps are going to be plummeting, and I was going to come on this show pounding the table. Woo! And then the small caps have held support right at that key level, the VWAP. What I wanted to say is, wrapping up on the short selling, be patient, make sure we get that paw print that shows up. Let's look for other paw prints, other breakdowns. The market rallies up to the end of the day and has a strong close. Don't want to be short overnight. What I'd really love to do is short a gap up that fails. That's usually the best way to get started. But we are at the location where it could be worthwhile to short the market. And so we're looking for that. All right, moving on. Rule number 17, rules of the road, 30 years of doing this. Oh dear, I've lost connection here. Got to split, guys. We'll talk about this tomorrow.